Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. My name is Kurt Harmon. Welcome to an episode of Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records. I'm broadcasting on my Tech Storyteller channel, Heart, and this particular record is dedicated to my grandsons, Brandon and Ryan, and my granddaughter, Mimi. This is called Little Tooth, Parts 1 and Parts 2. It's on Capitol Records, Superflex Records, from the Walt Disney production Melody Time, which was done circa May of 1948. Now, this particular record, album DS-80, Children's Series 2924, from Walt Disney production Melody Time, is done by Don Wilson and the Starlighters. Now, you probably remember Don Wilson as being the announcer on the old Jack Benny show. Music and arranging conducted by Billy May. The album number is 25004. Now, this particular album had side one and side two, and I have now condensed them into one continuous song of 6 minutes long. Now, I purposely didn't make a video of this because I do believe in something called theater of the mind. And if I can get my kids to picture this in their mind without the use of pictures or TV, then life is good. Don Wilson, Starlighters, Little Tooth.
Little Tooth was just a tug, just a happy harbor tug, and he came from a line of tugboats fine and brave. But it seems that Little Tooth simply didn't give a hoot, though he tried to be good, he never could behave.
Yes, Little Tooth just couldn't seem to behave himself. He wasn't really bad, but it just seemed he was always getting into trouble. You see, Little Tooth was a tugboat, and a tugboat is supposed to pull the big ships around the harbor. That's what Little Tooth's father did. His name was Big Tooth, and when he blew his whistle, it sounded like this. But when Little Tooth blew his whistle, it sounded like this. Oh, funny little whistle, wasn't it? But Little Tooth didn't care. He went on his merry way, zipping around in the water, in and out among the big ocean liners, tooting his whistle and blowing round black smoke balls out of his smokestack. First the whistle, then a puff of smoke.
Won't you ever grow up, Little Tooth?
Won't you ever grow up, Little Tooth?
When there's work to be done, all you think of is fun.
Won't you ever grow up, Little Tooth?
Well, as I said, Little Tooth didn't really mean to be bad. And when he saw how hard Big Tooth worked pulling the big ocean liners, he decided to help him. So, when he saw his father tugging away with a huge ship on the end of his rope, Little Tooth scooted around and back to the big liner and started to push. But he pushed on the rudder by mistake. And when the rudder turned, of course the big liner turned too, and, well, you can imagine the rest. The big ship got completely out of control and went round and round in circles and ran right over Big Tooth, who went down under the waves and came up full of water, sputtering and gasping for breath. And then the big ocean liner, still out of control, crashed into the docks and went right up on the land and stopped in the middle of a street. That is, after knocking down a couple of buildings. Fire engines came running and there was much excitement.
Won't you ever grow up, Little Tooth? Won't you ever grow up, Little Tooth?
When you get into trouble, you get into it double.
Won't you ever grow up, Little Tooth? What a shame. Disgrace your father's name.
Won't you ever grow up, Little Tooth?
Well, up to that time, most of Little Tooth's troubles were little ones. But now he was really in big trouble. For steering an ocean liner right up onto the street and through a couple of buildings was no joke. So the police boats came and took Little Tooth away, out of the harbor and out into the big ocean, beyond the 12-mile limit. And they left him there, all alone, with instructions never to come back home. Up there in the ocean, beyond the sight of land, Little Toot spent a frightful night, tossed about by the big waves while the life buoys and sounds in the night made eerie noises. And then a storm came up. And Little Toot was soaked all the way up to the top of his smokestack. Waves bigger than he was towered over him and crashed onto his head so that he spluttered and coughed with water. Suddenly, the sky was lighted with a rocket, the signal of a ship in distress. Forgetting his own fears, Little Toot raced toward the spot where he saw the rocket. And in a flash of lightning, he saw a big ocean liner caught between two rocks. Little Toot believed he'd need help. And as he raced to the spot, he began puffing smoke balls out of his smokestack. Only he puffed them so that they spelled SOS in smoke in the sky. SOS means that someone is in trouble. Just as Little Toot had hoped, the other tugs back home in the harbor saw the smoke in the sky and knew something was wrong. They tried to get out to help, but the storm forced them back. Little Toot was the only hope now. So instead of bucking the waves as the big tugs had done, he skimmed along the top of them, bouncing from one to the other. When he reached the ocean liner, the captain of the ship threw a big rope to Little Toot. Then Little Toot started to pull. 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 And he made it. The ocean liner was pulled free, and off Little Toot went to take it into the harbor. And the other tugs, who had seen the whole thing, set up a tremendous racket with their whistles. That was their sound of approval for Little Toot's daring rescue, and a welcome home to Little Toot, who had certainly proven himself worthy of being a full-fledged tugboat. And incidentally made his father very proud of him, too.
Well, it seems you've grown up, Little Toot.
Hey, Mr. Hahn.
Hey, Chris.
It's Chris.
Good.
Yeah, Preston was listening to it right now. He just was finishing a bottle, and he's going to take a nap right now.
How are you doing, my friend? Yeah.
Doing well. He just ran some errands today. Went to Costco. He's now gone to Costco 3 weeks in a row. He's Preston is a Costco club member.
Well, good for you. For those who don't know, this is one of my Boy Scouts now, Daddy, Chris Rubicava, who has a month now?
Yeah, a month. He's 5 weeks. He's going to be 6 weeks pretty soon.
Yeah. So when I do these Christmas children's songs, I always
think
of my
Friday.
Granddaughter. Yeah, my granddaughter and Chris's son. So what's new?
Working, taking care of Preston. Enjoying every minute of it.
Good. Okay, so what do you think of Little Toot?
Yeah, it was a cute story. It reminded me of my parents had like records, like, you know, like those old like Disney records and stuff, like little storytelling stuff. Like I think we had a Jack and the Beanstalk, and I think we had a Sesame Street one too.
Well, what I do is I find these things at these old stores and I buy them and I make little bedtime story for my grandkids just because
and they're cute. we have a whole playlist of like Disney songs for Preston and one of them is the Three Little Pigs and the Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah,
it's like one of those, you know, the Disney cartoons from like the, I think it was like the 40s, 30s or 40s, and the musicals. So,
well,
he really enjoyed that.
The one I got, this Little Toots from 1948, I never even heard of it. And I just, matter of fact, Friday I picked up one. One side is Frosty the Snowman. I couldn't tell you what the other side is, but the record is red. which is old. So that'll be one of my next little bedtime stories for grandkids.
We were listening to the show yesterday. We were listening to the show at the museum yesterday, but Preston started crying. So, yeah, we didn't call in, but we were listening to it live.
Well, if you ever get a chance, you really need to go down and see that. I think because Eagle Scout yourself, you do need to go see it. It's quite impressive.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Preston said he wants to be an Eagle Scout.
Good for him. What he's talking about is the Whittier Museum, Uptown Whittier, has this really neat exhibit on Boy Scouts of America, Rio Hondo District. And being a former Scoutmaster, Assistant Scoutmaster, and Chris being a former being an Eagle Scout, I do highly recommend.
And of that district, too.
Yeah. So, what else is new? How's beer rating?
I haven't done one in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe eventually we'll dig it out of slumber.
Well, I took most of July. I was gone part of July. It gets so hot in the bedroom when I do these shows that sometimes you got to wait till either really late in the evening or really early in the morning to do it. So I'm just now getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah, no, it's been pretty warm. Today was actually pretty nice, but yeah, we're running the AC a lot. And
so how is your sweet wife now adapting to motherhood?
Doing well. she's laying right here with Preston in the couch.
Yeah, well, good for her. So what else can I do for you, my friend?
I was just calling in to say hi, listening to the show.
Well, good. Any requests?
No, not. I mean, if you have another story, go ahead and play it.
Well, I do, but it's in the other room. And a matter of fact, in about another 18 minutes, I got to flip over to the other channel and do Freddie Martin, Touch of Texas.
Oh,
so,
cool.
But yeah, I go and I buy these old records and I just play them just because they're kind of cool.
And those are still the shellacs, right?
Yeah, these are the old shellac records. We went down to San Diego, and I checked out some record shops down there. I didn't buy any. I did buy a couple of old CDs. But these I got at the Whittier Used Library book sale. I got them for 12 for a dollar. And, hey, they're worth it to me. You know? Because
yeah.
Who would have ever thought of doing a nighttime bedtime story for an old tugboat song? Anyway,
all right, Mr. Hahn. Well, I'm actually going to take off, and we're going to check on the baby right now. So,
well, in about 15 minutes, I'll be on the air doing Freddie Martin and in his orchestra. All right.
All righty.
All right, you too.
All right, we'll talk soon. All right, you too. Bye.
One of the joys of this, ladies and gentlemen, you're never really sure who's going to call in. That was one of my scouts, Chris Rubicava. Anyway, Don Wilson was born 1900, passed away in 1982, was an American announcer and occasional actor on radio and TV with a Falstaffian vocal presence. Remember best as the rotund announcer and comic foil to the star of the Jack Benny program. All right, Little Toots Part 1 and 2 from the Walt Disney production Melody Time. Circa 1948. I'm not sure exactly what time, but it was a 1948 film and the 10th theoretically released animated feature produced by Walt Disney. It was released in theaters by RK Radio and Pictures on May 27, 1948. With that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, any questions, comments, suggestions, ideas, dedications? Thanks again, Chris, for listening. You can always reach me through Blog Talk Radio. You can reach me through Facebook.com, S3 Productions 2. You can reach me through my email at kurthahn74@yahoo.com or through Google+ or YouTube. So with that, I got to get ready for another show. Have a great night. Have a good one. Bye.